Plans call for a multi-million dollar refuge spanning 150,000 acres between Orlando and Lake Okeechobee. Elizabeth Sohever of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says less than $5 million have been appropriated, but the refuge always was envisioned as a long-term project.
Within that specific region, we have many conservation issues and needs with certain wildlife species like the Florida grasshopper sparrow and the Florida panther.
It's also hoped the refuge will improve the quality of water flowing into the Everglades. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell visited the area last week. She says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will start buying land and conservation easements later this month. Jenny Connor-Nelms of the Nature Conservancy says securing funding and working with landowners has taken time.
They were really hoping to be able to announce something last week, and they just couldn't quite get it done in time. And the reason why is because there's a lot of little details that need to be worked out with the landowners and a conservation easement.
It will be Florida's first refuge constructed primarily of conservation easements. Landowners will retain ownership of their lands, but the easements will protect them from future development. The first acquisitions are expected to be ranch lands in the Okeechobee area. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.